Hey Tim, just going from year one to year two, what are some of the main ways that you feel like your game has developed?
I'd say being able to sit out for a year, being able to watch the team last year and see how, the pace of play, the style of play, and then ultimately just building up my confidence as well, just being in the gym in my own time, and then translating that into practices in the off season and preseason, and then coming into the season has definitely been something that I've seen improvement.
And I mean, you're obviously getting better offensively, but coach mentioned you're a hound on the defensive end too, man. Just how is the, what's your mentality just to play so hard on both ends of the court?
Yeah, it's been something I think I've gotten a lot better just since I've been in college, more so just focusing, being intentional on the defensive end. But it's just something that it's a mindset. I just have to focus every time I'm in practice and then translating that into games, just trying to be the hardest worker out there and doing that every single possession.
Hey Tim, what happened with when you got hit in that first 2 minutes of the game on the road there, and then you had to skip the next game?
Yeah, that was I was going in for the offensive rebound, and it was weird. I got an elbow and then a forearm to the face, and it was like a quick second. I blacked out for a second, didn't know where I was and all that. Had to take the concussion protocol for that whole week and then return to play that following weekend. But kind of sucked to happen in the first 2 minutes. Practiced that whole week just to for that first two, but it happens. Just had to bounce back from it.
In a rebounding wise, you've been a real presence on the boards, maybe more that you would expect from a perimeter player. Where's that come from? Have you always been that kind of guy?
Yeah, I think just like how I've had to focus on the defensive end, that's been something since high school. My dad coached me in high school, and he would always tell me to always crash the boards, always don't stand around, but just keep crashing. It's something that I struggled with for a while in high school, and then I just kind of tried to make that one of my main focuses in college because it's a way to get easy buckets with putbacks and also just get more possessions for your team. So I try to do that as much as I can. Yeah, it was pretty neat. He was able to coach my oldest brother in AAU for a little bit. Then the middle brother, he was able to play with me for a year as well when my dad coached. And so I was able to play for my dad for 3 years. It was pretty special. Obviously, it could be a little hard at times too, but he did a pretty good job at keeping that relationship distance from the court to home life. So it was nice. I miss it a little bit for sure, but I definitely cherish a lot of those moments for sure. Yeah, the whole D Brown, Deron Williams duo was nice. Obviously, Roger Powell, too, Luther Head, all of them. Remember watching them make that run in the championship for sure. I remember being in my basement watching them play. And then it was also pretty cool to watch my brother play for them as well, the years he was there. So, yeah, a lot of good teams. It was a weird thing when they recruited me out of high school. I was never opposed to it, but I've always been somebody that likes to adventure and see new things. So that was a big thing for me. And just ultimately, that was one of the decisions why I went out to GCU to start. But yeah.
Tim, you had your 7-game winning streak stop last game. The amazing thing about it was your average margin of victory was like 20 point something. I mean, it wasn't even close. What were the takeaways from that game? What do you think, you could learn from that going forward?
Yeah, we just got beat on the glass, honestly, by a couple of them. And we had way too many turnovers. I think that's one of the things we really got to shut down. It's one thing we've been focusing on, just trying to take care of the ball better and just be confident with it. So, that'll happen, but we just got to be able to bounce back from that. But definitely we learned from that loss. We didn't want to lose that game for sure, but being able to learn from that is something we're doing, so.
What are some of the challenges that you've seen going into that second game after winning game one?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you win like by 40, like we did the first game, you got to be able to stay up. So obviously, we failed at doing that last weekend, but it's just something you got to stay motivated, and that's something we got to learn as we go. Obviously, we haven't been through this before until this year. It's just a unique year, but we just got to find some way somehow to stay motivated and stay up encouraging each other, because it's easy to win by 40 and then just be in coast mode. So we got to figure out how to stop that.
Normally, four straight home games, you know, would be a big deal. But without fans now, I mean, do you even sense that there, you know, it's a home court advantage at all or not really? Coach was saying he just assumed play on the road.
Yeah, it all feels pretty similar wherever you are, honestly. Obviously, it's nice, though, to play on the hoops you've been practicing on all week, though. I think that's one advantage for sure. But it is weird with no fans, but once again, you just got to find a way to win and compete every single day, no matter where you're playing at.
In what ways have some of the older players on the team, some of the veterans, like maybe Loudon, helped you as a younger player?
Yeah, I think one area that's big is just, especially when you get to the middle of the season, like we are now, when it hits about January, you can tell sometimes there might be a bad practice here or there, and it just gets to where it's the same, you know, routine every single week, and you got to find a way to stay motivated and stay on top of things. And with veterans on the team, that's a way where they can encourage and continue to push people, and I think they do a good job at that. And I try to be someone that can do that as well, being in college for a few years now, but it's just that's an important thing once you get in the middle of the season, because it's easy to just get caught in a routine, and being able to snap out of that and stay focused every single day is really important. Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. I personally don't mind it. I think some people, not even people on my team, but just people I've talked to, other teammates I have that play college too, they think it's harder the second day just with fatigue and stuff. Personally, I like it though. I think I'm staying loose. I'm able to, you know, put a lot of focus into scout and into things during the week, and then have the back-to-back, I'm able to stay on top of it. So I personally like it, but it's got to be able to stay loose and keep your body right throughout the week. Yeah, it was definitely there was many positives in it. Obviously, it sucked to have to sit out, but trying to find all those positives within that, being on the scout team, being the best player on the other team, it was fun, and it was almost all that freedom that you have. You're able to build up confidence, like I said a little bit earlier. So that was important, and that's something I focused on throughout that whole year, and was able to translate that into this year a little bit as well.
Another player on your team that's taken a big step from last year is Grant. What have you seen in his development so far?
Confidence, honestly. His confidence has soared a lot. And you can just see it when he gets the ball. He's looking to score a lot more confidently. And that's huge, and we need that. And he does a really good job at that. He's just been able to – he's also been hitting his threes, too. He's been hitting his shots, rebounding well. I mean, yeah, he's been playing really good.
Tim, I know this is kind of getting a little anal on my questioning here, but when you got hit in that game, was it friendly fire? Do you know how it happened? Or
I don't know who it was on Detroit, but I think it was somebody on there. I don't think it was one of us. I think it was Detroit.
Loudon or somebody.
Yeah. I watched it back. I think it was one of them. It was just unfortunate.
Right across your nose, top of your nose?
Yeah, it like went through here up, and it just kind of hit me. Yeah, it was weird.
Gotcha.
One thing that I'm curious about is I saw a picture of you from high school, and the hair situation was a lot different back then. So when did you grow all of that, and was there a particular reason why?
Honestly, throughout my whole life, up until freshman year of high school, I had a buzz cut. If it got a little long, I was like, I'm hot, I need a cut. And so started going it out a little bit in freshman year, and then junior year, I had it pretty long on top, and then cut it down to just a regular hairstyle, and then I don't know. I hit quarantine this year, and I just grew the beard out really long. I was just like, all right, I'm just gonna let the hair grow too. And I was like, might as well while I'm younger. So I'm doing it and see where it goes. I don't know. We'll see how long I have it. I don't know.
It looks like you trimmed the beard a little.
I did. Yeah, I did. My parents might have got to me a little bit. Just need a little change.
Got you.
No, not really. Yeah, basketball, they were – so my freshman year was actually their first year eligible to go to like the tournament. That would have been the fifth year he won. You gotta have that 4-year period. But yeah, it was a really nice place, really cool campus. People there were pretty cool as well. Obviously being in Phoenix was nice, and being able to play with my brother as well. It was awesome. It was a cool experience, for sure.